Actor Kevin Spacey is to be edited out of a completed Hollywood film just 6 weeks before it's due for release. He'll be replaced in the thriller by All the Money in the World by veteran Canadian actor Christopher Plummer. The unprecedented move comes after mounting allegations of sexual misconduct by the House of Cards star. Peter Lloyd reports.
In All the Money in the World, Kevin Spacey plays US billionaire John Paul Getty. It tells the true life story of the 1973 kidnapping of his 16-year-old grandson and the old man's reluctance to pay the ransom.
How much would you pay to release your grandson if not $17 million?
Nothing.
Nothing will be seen of Kevin Spacey now, replaced by Christopher Plummer, who at 87 is perhaps best known for portraying Captain Von Trapp in The Sound of Music in 1965.
Fräulein, were you this much trouble at the Abbey?
Oh, much more, sir.
Fearing a box office train wreck, director Sir Ridley Scott has given himself just 42 days until the film's release to reshoot and re-edit. Actress Valentina Viola, who appears in the film, says it was a complex and difficult decision.
I think that everything is going a little bit crazy right now, so probably if they took this decision, it is good. The movie.
Sir Ridley Scott is no stranger to reshooting films. Actor Oliver Reed died 3 weeks before shooting ended on Gladiator.
50,000 Romans watching every movement of your sword, willing you to make that killer blow.
Sir Ridley rewrote parts of the movie to include the previously filmed scenes featuring Reed. He then shot new scenes with a body double, superimposing Reed's head on the double's body during editing. In All the Money in the World, Spacey has limited scenes, and Sir Ridley is gambling that at 87, Christopher Plummer is a better physical match for Getty than Spacey ever was. Darius Jones is a UK film critic.
You could sort of say that he's profiting very quickly on this negative publicity, turning the story around in classic kind of Hollywood spin fashion, and turning this into a publicity machine for this movie, which, to be honest, I'd never heard of before this happened. And now this kind of an amazing Hollywood story is kind of rising from the ashes of the awful Spacey story, which has its victims.
The victims seem now to include cast members of the recent film Baby Driver. One of the co-stars says Kevin Spacey bullied and mistreated cast and crew. The two-time Oscar winner has been accused of sexual harassment or assault by more than a dozen men since late October. Fallout from the accusations has been swift. Production of his Netflix show House of Cards was suspended, and now he's been erased completely from a Hollywood film that had Oscar ambitions.
Peter Lloyd.